time for scams and spams. Let's hear all about them with the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Steve, good morning. It's a time of year everyone seems to be on a diet, but you got to be careful out there, right?
Exactly, Bob. Happy New Year as well. Thanks for having me today. Yes, we're seeing a lot of complaints at the Better Business Bureau from, you know, people having those New Year's resolutions and losing weight, those miracle claims for weight loss. We want consumers to be very skeptical and really review these, websites of these organizations and background beforehand. There's a lot of companies out there giving out these, false weight loss claims, miracle drugs that you can lose weight, and there's no such thing, as we all know, but there's a big problem with that, and some of them have fake celebrity endorsements, as we talked about before previously, Bob, and those are still around as well. So any weight loss claims, make sure you check out that company and just don't click on that link without doing some research on them.
And if you go to the Better Business Bureau website, BBB.org, you can find out about these companies, can't you?
Exactly. We have, reports on millions of businesses, and we can report on any organization, see what the track record is, and see what consumers have told us in the last 3 years. And we also grade companies from A to F, as you know.
Through the holiday season, many folks were mindful of charities and people in need and making donations, but you're still seeing a lot of spam and scam about that, aren't you?
Exactly, we are. People are in a gift-giving mood, especially during the holiday season, and therefore right after. We're seeing a little bit of an increase in scams, where now the scammers are just placing donations on websites using your credit card to see if the card is active, almost like they did in the past, Bob, with, gas station. They go to gas station, see if the card's good, and they can use it. So make sure you take a look at your credit card always, every time. Make sure any unknown charges, to report that to your credit card company as well. And especially if you share an account with your significant other or wife or husband or whatever it may be, make sure that you check with each other. Because sometimes, he probably did it or she probably did it. And then the thing stays on for years before you realize it was a fraudulent charge. So be careful on those.
You always get emails or texts sometimes asking you to take part in surveys. What do we need to be aware of here?
Well, you got to be very careful. There are some good survey companies out there, and there's some bad actors out there. And a lot of the scammers are, what they're doing is they promise you immediately getting a Walmart card, $50 or $100, just click here. And you don't do that, Big Bob, because as you say, you really have to do the research on this survey company first to see if they're truly a survey company or just a fraudulent person trying to get your information from you and steal your identity. So anybody promising you quick bucks to fill out a survey, a immediate gift card or anything like that, that's the tip off to the rip off, Bob.
I got a text the other day that supposedly was from Netflix, and it said, "We're having some trouble with your current billing information. Verify your account as soon as possible. Click the link below to update your billing information. Sincerely, the Netflix team." This is obviously a scam, isn't it?
It is, Bob. You got to make sure, though, by looking at, who's sending it to you, look at the email address. But it's getting to a point, Bob, as we talked about, it's not safe to click on any links or unsolicited text messages unless you know that it's coming to you directly. Other than that, call the company directly or go to the company's website. If you think it's from Netflix, go to their site. But the Better Business Bureau has seen a tremendous increase in imposter scams. What I mean by that is that, consumer or scammers are trying to make it look like they're calling from a reputable organization. They want you to click the link. They can put spam or mail on your computer. They can lock it up and hold it for ransom. There's can do a lot of damage. So if you think it's a legitimate email, go to the company website directly and check with them first.
Any idea how these people get your email addresses, your phone numbers? Is it just a random thing, a robot?
A lot of it is computer-driven, so the computers do a lot of the auto-dialing on things of that nature, Bob. But, again, a lot of computers have the algorithms, and there's so many data breaches recently, too, so we're seeing an increase in identity theft complaints at the Better Business Bureau. So you never know where your numbers are going to end up. I've been a victim of identity theft, as we talked about in the past. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you'll become a victim yourself. Just do your homework, do the research, get your credit report once a year to determine if there's anything on there that shouldn't be on there, and sometimes it's the first way to find out you're a victim of identity theft. And the website is annualcreditreport.com.
Steve Burness, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day.
You too.